It's a brilliant occasion for ladies football, and it's another chance for them to for the LGFA to advertise their product. I think the ladies game is definitely starting to grab more attention from the GA public, and I think if people come early enough on Saturday to see another very good game of football, a lot of people who would have been at the doubleheader in Letterkenny would have seen us play quite well that day against Monaghan. And we're maybe impressed, enough with the type of football that the girls are playing. And I think it's more about being unknown than maybe being unlike, to be honest. That people just don't realise, how good it is and how high the standard is at the top level anyway. So, look, hopefully, a good crowd will come early on Saturday and cheer the girls on.
Yeah. Does it add that little bit of extra pressure, a bigger crowd in than what normally would expect or see?
Well, it will, and I think that's a bit of a leveller as well, in terms of, the perceived, difference between ourselves and Tyrone being a team coming from intermediate and ourselves going for three Ulster titles in a row. Tyrone have played in the last two All-Ireland finals in Croke Park, albeit at an intermediate level, and, they probably have a wee advantage on us in terms of dealing with these big occasions. But look, our girls had a couple of big days this year already. We played... We had a great day out in Croke Park ourselves in the first round of the league, which was really set us up for the league. And then we had the double header in Letterkenny. We played Mon and the men played for Man, and that was good as well. There was a big crowd in it by around half time in that day. And we also had another one down in Cork. Probably didn't go so well. The crowd wasn't as big, but it's coming more commonplace now. And I think the girls are starting to accept that as part of it, and it's not as big of a deal. But look, it's a great occasion, and it'll definitely add a bit of nerves and a few butterflies in the girls. Considering they're playing before such a big game. Everybody's talking about this, the men's game on Saturday being the real start point for the 2019 championship. So I think there's a lot of interest on the day, between the two games.
Looking ahead to the game, as you mentioned, Donegal back-to-back Ulster champions going for three in a row against last year's intermediate champions, albeit intermediate All-Ireland champions. So obviously going in very much as the favourites.
Well, that would be the perception. And I think it's interesting to note of our 26 girls squad at the weekend, there's only eight of them that played in last year's Ulster Championship at any stage. So that speaks volumes of where we're at, and in terms of the development that redevelopment, I suppose, that we're undergoing is definitely a period of transition. But that's the way it's been all year. It's not something that's been thrust upon us at this stage, and we knew that going into the league, and we handled it quite well, and we had a couple of really good outings. Beating Dublin Croke Park was brilliant, and as they really set the tone, and I think was a great source of belief to the girls, the new girls coming in, that they could play at this level, and for the older girls, seeing these new girls coming in, that they were able to stand their ground and stand their own with anybody. And I think that has been very important, and that has put us in a very good position going into the championship, where there's a good bit of confidence there, from the league, and how they dealt with the stronger teams, even though we were so inexperienced. But look, as I say, it's no mean feat, going in trying to win three Ulster titles in a row, and I think this one's probably going to be the most difficult to win. The gap is definitely shortened between all the teams and Ulster at the minute. Cavan got to a league semi-final, and very fortunate to get to a league final, which would have put them into Division 1. Armagh most definitely would have been in Division 1 had they not lost a couple of players the weekend of the league semi-final. There were players out of the country, and Kieran Anlis playing netball, so they're massive players for them, for Armagh. And I think if the people look at league positions, and being in Division 1, Division 2 has been a barometer for how things should go, and it's not the case at all. As I say, considering the amount of players we have lost, and where we're at, and the steps forward that Cavan, Armagh and Tyrone have taken, and that's not even mentioning Monaghan, who are a very seasoned senior team. So it's wide open. We've been dealt the short straw as far as having to play the preliminary round. So if we beat Tyrone on Saturday, we play Cavan the following Saturday, and then Armagh 2 weeks after that. So we'll have three games in 3 weeks, which would be fair going, and again probably something that the girls aren't used to. So there's no room for error, and with such a small squad, if there's any injuries picked up at all, there'll be you don't really have any time to get them right. So look, we'll need plenty of luck along the way if we are to get over Saturday and progress in Ulster this year again.
And you mentioned obviously the team in transition, but a number of the younger players came in, and players like Megan Ryan, Niamh Boyle, to mention just two, that really hit the ground running, didn't they?
They didn't. unfortunately, neither of which are available at the weekend for various reasons. Megan's injured and Niamh Boyle's middle of her leaving cert. So, you know, we've had this stop-start thing all along, you know, where we maybe one step forward and two back at times. And, you know, two of our senior players that we would have considered, you know, being at the other end of the scale, the likes of Deirdre Foley and Kira Grantle, you know, not be available close to the weekend either. So, you know, it's short and all as we are, we're actually losing players from within the group who, you know, who may be back in a week or two, but are not available this week. So it's, you know, it's really we're down to the bare bones. And but look, as I say, that's the way it is. You know, every team picks up injuries and knocks, and you have to deal with that. And we have a very young squad, and it's going to give players the opportunities. You know, we're going to have girls at maybe 16, 17, you know, playing the first championship game on Saturday, and that's a brilliant occasion for them. It's a brilliant opportunity. And look, Donegal, we have to now start gearing towards, you know, moving into the next generation. You know, we've lost a lump of players this year, and there's going to be another lump to go in the next year or two. You know, we have a lot of girls in around the 30 mark that are not going to be around much longer. And we had a very successful run of the minors this year. They got to the final, unfortunately, to lose to Monaghan. So, you know, it's time to introduce them. We have five of them in the squad already, and, you know, we have to just start bringing them through and get ready for the next generation. There's no doubt there's talent in Donegal, and, you know, we're doing our bit, we feel, to, you know, to try and make that transition as seamless as possible.
Mm. And tell me, how's preparations gone? What, you've had 7 weeks, I think, since your league's semi-final?
Yeah, look, it's face value, you think that's a great run-in, but it actually becomes very fragmented because there'll be club championship thrown in the middle of that. There's Gilted, which is, you know, a big thing in Donegal at ladies club level, and, you know, that's a great rivalry between Termon and Glenfinn, you know, and that takes over a weekend. And then you have so many girls at college doing exams, and you have girls doing leaving cert. So it's actually only now, over the, you know, within the next week or so, that you start to get everybody at home and people start to train together. You know, we have girls all over the country, and it makes it very difficult to get, you know, any momentum in training. And as hopefully, you know, we get over Saturday, we'll have a chance to get people closer to home and get some serious work done. As I say, it's going to be a, you know, a tough 3 week period, and then you've, you know, fortnight off then before you go into the All Ireland series. So there's going to be plenty of games over the next 2 months, and as I say, hopefully we can stay injury free. Which we probably haven't been able to do of late anyway, and we, you know, we go into the game with a few injuries and a few absentees that we'd rather not have been without. But look, that's the way it is.